This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Solomon concludes the book of Ecclesiastes by pointing out, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.' Remember him before the silver cord is severed." Ecclesiastes 12:1-8. In the days of your youth, you have opportunity everywhere. Once the days of trouble start rolling in, you will find opportunity ebbing. He describes some situations and experiences you will have as this ebbing away of opportunity progresses in life. There will come a time when opportunity ends. So remember God before the silver cord is severed. This three-point outline is good to remember for all of us. When an opportunity comes our way, we should immediately give our best to make the most of it. If we put it off, that opportunity will start ebbing away. And if we put it off indefinitely, there will come a day when that opportunity will end. While teaching high school classes years ago, I reminded students early in the semester that if they started working early on the assignments I gave them, they'd have plenty of time for research and the books they needed would be available in the library. If they put it off, they might not find the books readily available. If they wait too long, both books and time will be scarce. I warned them, excuses would not be accepted if the work was not done on time. The poet Whittier once said, "For all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these, 'It might have been.'"